Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Crowd today, dude.
Yeah.
It seemed like folks were really into it. You know, Saturday, last time we were out here was Kids Day. And the kids were having a lot of fun. But this crowd today seemed kind of locked in.
They were.
So this is the last season ticket day, I guess. And there's only one day left. Next Sunday is Military Appreciation Day.
All right.
And that's a Sunday afternoon, too.
They may move that steamy.
Yeah. I mean, dude, how great is this little stretch of weather, though?
It's been good.
Yeah, dude, these last three days.
Yesterday was perfect.
Amelia was saying, when I was in studio someday last week, maybe when the McLaurin trade request came down, Amelia was saying this is going to be the best weather weekend of the summer, and she was absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
Let's run through the list of folks we haven't seen, and B, you can give me your 0 to 10 concern level. And if I had to play a hunch here, it's going to be a lot of zeros. Guys not at practice today, Marcus Mariota.
0.
I think I'm at 1.
0.
Noah Brown.
0.
Sammerstill.
0 still. He's had a great camp.
Yeah, I agree with that. Jordan McGee.
Well, he was hurt most of last year.
Yeah.
So I'm always having some concern with Jordan. So it's 0 to 10, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 2.
I also was going to go 2.
You're getting smarter.
Just because you want to see him stack the days, right? Like,
exactly.
Cliche.
If you have injury concerns or has been there in the past, I'm going to be concerned about it.
Javonte Jean-Baptiste.
0 at this point.
I agree there. Sometimes guys are just getting a day off. Maybe they tweak something. Brandon Coleman. I bring this one up because I saw him leave Saturday, and three. Okay. So it's been interesting with Coleman out now for the past – he came out Saturday and then obviously in out there today. So Wiley moved over, and then Allegretti's playing, and then you've seen more Connerly.
Mm-hmm.
As excited as I am to see – Bill and Lane offensively. I also want to see Connerly in New England and see how he holds up.
Wednesday, I really want to see him.
Yeah, I think the level of – dude, like, when you're going one-on-one against Frankie Louvu, it's okay for a rookie to lose that and kind of got to learn and get better. You know what I mean?
I'm with that.
Today, when I was watching in 11s, they were doing what looked like a bunch of run install, and you can see the athleticism. His ability to, like, if it's a down scheme block and he gets, you know, that first push onto the D-tackle, he can get to the linebacker super fast. Mm-hmm. Like, you could see the athleticism with him, and I think that's exciting. The Jean Baptiste thing I found a little interesting, just because that the D line, and you never want to be in a hurry to try to figure out roster spots, especially in the new era of what are basically 70-man rosters. But the D line is going to be really interesting because you've got some vets. I thought Jalen Holmes was really good for them down the stretch last year. Mm-hmm. Farrell, you know who he is. Like, they re-signed him. JJB was a draft pick last year. Your boy Andre Jones, still around.
Still around.
Jacob Martin was a guy that could pat. If you're Jacob Martin, Von Miller showing up probably wasn't the best news.
I mean, it could be though. What if Von get, like I said, when I watched some film on that kid,
I remember
had great lean. And what if Von helps him be even better?
Because he might.
Von is not playing the next 20 years, 15 years, 5 years. And if he helps somebody take some major step, that could be good for him.
Yeah, I mean, Martin's not a spring chicken, right? Like, he's turning 30 this fall, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be interesting to watch how some of this stuff shakes out. Unfortunately, the odds would tell us that injuries will play a role, too, and kind of figure it out from there. But that D-line room is interesting. I want to see them against the Pats, against a rebuilt Pats team, as much as you can rebuild it fast. I don't know, man. How excited are you that there's a game?
I'm very excited. I have the mindset of players. As I said, the first day of training camp, you're excited as hell. By the time the second week comes, you can't wait for it then. And because, like, it's easy to play games. It's hard as hell to practice every day.
Right.
And when you're practicing, seeing the same damn people all the time. You know, as I mentioned earlier, the same guy that you're going against who already know what step you're about to take.
Right.
You know, so they get in the jump on you and the coach starts to worry about it a little bit. I'm happy to see them practice against some more people because it brings the enthusiasm back. It makes those guys have to up their game and vice versa for the other team as well. And then you move into preseason, it counts now. It's all for the marbles at this point, where you can't say what you were doing because you know what? The world's going to see it now.
Totally. It's interesting to watch it all and know how much needs to ramp up for the game and for guys that are not on the top line roster spots. You know what I mean? I do think folks should prepare. I don't think Debo, Wagner, Ertz, Vaughn, like, I don't think we're going to see some of these dudes at all this preseason. If we do, it would be that Monday night at home, which should be a good crowd, good time. I think it's going to be really – dude, I just got this tweet. I meant to tell you this. You say I never sign, which is completely inaccurate. I still think it's weird that people want me to sign, but I am happy to sign. I had an experience today I never had, B.
What was that?
Shout out to my guy, Chuck. Chuck has lost his leg and had a prosthetic.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me to sign his leg.
Yep, I had that.
And I said, sure. Somebody just tweeted me a picture of doing it. That was a first for me, signing a leg, B. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's funny when you're out there signing and, you know, a lot of people bring a helmet or a hat or a jersey to get signed. But some people just don't have anything, and then they realize they can get signatures. I signed a Gatorade bottle on Saturday. I signed, like, this kid had, like, somehow gotten a roster and just asked me to sign it. I was like, sure, dude, no problem.
I think signing a roster is cool because it proves you're at camp.
Yeah.
You know?
It's cooler than a Gatorade
bottle.
That's
cool, yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
Signed some arms. Hands. I'm like, dude, you mean you sign your glove? No. I want you to sign my hand. I'm like, okay. Signed it. Knowing it's going to be gone.
So, right.
But, hey, whatever you ask for.
I'll ask that off air.
Yeah. Yeah. When asked by a guy to sign his wife, I said, nah, bro. I can't do that. What's wrong with you? No, it's okay. I'm like, nah, that's not going to work.
I am curious how excited fans are. Maybe we'll open the phone lines up a little later today. I wanted to talk about over the weekend, Terry McLaurin was here, and I posted a video that kind of went viral of Terry just saying what's up to Regina Jackson, Jaden's mom, and then Josh Harris. And it was like, it was just coincidence. Like, Regina and Harris were there talking, and Terry came up, and Regina was like, hey. And he's like, oh, hey, how are you? Like, and then Harris is there, and they say hello. And it just, I did, in that moment, feel a little better about, like, when things are still civil and polite and there's mutual respect. Like, clearly, I don't think Adam Peters and Buddy Baker would dap each other up right now. Mm-hmm. But, like, Terry and the organization remain good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just think that we have to watch this thing because we're trying. The problem is we get to a point of trying to figure everything out. And as I keep saying, it's negotiations. Nobody wants to hear that. But it is. Over and over again, you're going to hear things, see things, it's negotiations. But it doesn't necessarily affect the relationships of the people that, like, Terry works with Dan and those coaches most of the time. Only time he really has to deal with Adam is when his agent and Adam are talking about contracts.
Right.
So for the next, if he were to sign a deal for 3 years, he don't talk to Adam.
Right. You know, like, they see each other and say what's up.
You
see
him, you say, but the thing of it is, what we are seeing play out is negotiations. We see multiple people ask for trades and end up back with their team. But those things, some of those things need to be done for people to get to a point. And it doesn't mean that you don't like the person. It just means that, you know what? I'm trying to let you know I'm serious about this.
Totally, man. I had a lot of people ask me about this over the weekend, the Terry situation, right? Like, focusing on AAV is so misguided. So DK Metcalf, right? That's the report we heard. He wants to be paid like DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf, the guaranteed money is not akin to what it's being presented to be. Okay, so this year, DK has $5 million in guarantees, but he just got a big old bonus, right? So that all came through. That's money in the bank. 2026, $25 million guaranteed. That's the real meat of this extension.
Mm-hmm.
In 27, when his AAV is $32 million, zero guaranteed. In 28, when his AAV is $34 million, zero guaranteed. And in 2029, when he'll be 32, his AAV is $41 million.
Mm-hmm.
I'd bet a mortgage payment he never sniffs a year of that contract.
What's the guarantee completely?
60.
So he basically signed a 2-year,
yes,
$60 million deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they can get Terry to 60 guaranteed.
You give him a 60, he'll take it.
Yo, two at 28 and then convert some guarantees this year. The AAV doesn't matter because it's backloaded with fake numbers.
I mean, I understand.
You know who it matters for? The agents.
It matters for a lot of players, too. They look at it like that, and they get caught up in it. But education is vital, and guys need to understand that just because a big number is thrown out don't mean that's what you're getting.
Totally.
So
I'm doing – you wanted me to be educational, B. I'm trying to make sure at least the fans understand that if the holdup here is on AAV, the average annual value, for most people you can equate it to a salary.
Make the value,
right?
Make the annual value whatever the hell you want to make. You make $35 million a year, but you give them the guarantees, and that's what it matters.
You can make the AAV in the fourth year of an extension $100 million because it's fake.
That is, in that situation, that is what they should be trying to do. If that is what justifies a deal getting done, get it done. You know what I mean? So I know people want to blame one side or the other. Hey, I blame both damn sides. Work the thing out. Get it done.
Get it done.
I had people at the red light this morning that rolled down my window asking me questions. I'm like, damn, this is that serious?
B. Mitchell Finley, David Aldridge joins us at noon. You'll hear from Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt soon. Nobody go anywhere.
Hi, everyone. I'm calling out all dads here in the DMV to tell you about a big event. It's the Dad Games, the Olympics for Dads. You can compete for $500 first prizes in events like trash can basketball, the Dad Joke Game, Wiffle Ball Home Run Derby, and more. And JP and I will be there cheering you on. It's Saturday, August 9th in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, and you can register at visitdadgames.com. That's visitdadgames.com. Use the code 1067 for 50% off registration. Bring the whole family, and we'll see you at the Dad Games, the Olympics for Dads.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
James is all the time. So Sean's created a thing for us.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I wish B was on the stream right now because the way your glasses were on was pretty damn funny.
Like, had them up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just tried to throw them on just to see through them.
If you are – I don't know how big this Venn diagram is. I know a lot of people listen to the radio program. If you listen to the radio program and you're in the Foxborough area, come hang out. Me and B are holding it down on this little patio outside the Renaissance Hotel right next to Gillette Stadium. Come say what's up. I do have to point, this is a beautiful hotel, beautiful facility right next to the stadium. Mm-hmm. They call this hotel the Renaissance Boston Patriot Place.
Uh-huh.
This ain't Boston. We're a solid, this is like DC Prime in Ashburn. I love that restaurant, but that ain't DC.
Yeah, but that's how they name it.
I get it. I'm not. But dude, when I was driving over here this morning and I put Renaissance in my phone to I kind of knew the directions, but I was like, oh, man, the Boston one threw me for a loop. Right now, really excited to welcome on to the program future Hall of Fame,
Fletch.
Mr. London Fletcher. What's up, London? How are you, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing,
man? We chilling. How you feeling, man? You made it to town yet?
I'm doing great. I'm getting in town later this afternoon. I will say this, man. I appreciate you guys' broadcast yesterday because I felt like I was in New England at the practice, man. JT working on this kind of quote-unquote play-by-play. Beavis doing what he does. But, no, that was great, man. I'm glad you guys were able to share that with us.
Thank you, man. I tweeted out the podcast link to that hour. That was fun. Like, getting to watch football, I mean, you two played it at an incredibly high level, but watching football in that capacity and being able to report on it is the absolute joy of my career. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Fletch, one of the things that B and I were talking about, like, a lot of fans are trying to find a winner from yesterday's practice. How silly is that?
You know
notion?
Who the winner was? The winner was Larry Tunsil when he threw the guy off the sideline. That was the winner.
Did somebody find that video yet? Is there any video footage of that?
The team has it, but I don't think they're going to post that.
They haven't posted it yet, but you know, London, when the tackle blocked the guy under the bench.
That's embarrassing, man. And the thing I'll tell you this, as a defensive player, you don't want you're dreading going in that meeting room and seeing that be put up on the film and for all your teammates to see it. That's like, oh my goodness, that's adding insult to injury. But I will say, it's tough to say who won in a situation like that. I think from a coach's standpoint, they were pleased that they got some great work against another opponent.
Yeah.
Got to see some different looks, go against different schemes that you haven't seen, and you grow accustomed to going against the same scheme, same guys so often. They've been going at it against each other since OTAs and minicamp. So it's just great to get work against another opponent, to get the different situational work, whether it's red zone, two-minute drills, all the different scenarios that the teams want to accomplish, the special teams aspect. All those different things are great tools, and they benefited both teams. So there's no real loser in this situation.
Yeah. What are you going to be focusing on tomorrow in the game? I mean, you know, everybody look at different positions. I'm looking at the big guys. I want to see what they can do. Because I know that most of the starters won't be playing, but I want to see who's going to be the backups because, hell, they're going to eventually have to play sometime during the year.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I think there's a lot more depth along the offensive line. We got a couple guys who were starters from a season ago. Now they'll be in backup situations, quote unquote, so to speak, once Sam Cosmi gets back from injury. But just I want to see the young guys, the new additions, obviously, whether it's some of the young safeties or young cornerbacks. I'm sure we'll get an opportunity to see Trey Amos play a lot in the preseason game with him being a rookie. McCade Madrano, want to see him, see how he performs under the light. The tackling. I've heard a lot about Bill Merritt. Want to see him and how he executes in a real game situation. The guy is explosive, and he's received a lot of praise and rave reviews thus far in training camp. So I want to see really a lot of the young guys, see how they play, not just the rookies, but also a Ben Sennett. See what he looks like in his second year. Luke McCaffrey, what does he look like in his second year? So that's what I'll be mainly focusing on.
Fletch, it's interesting you mentioned Madrano there because I wanted to ask you specifically about the linebacker spot. I mean, Bobby and Luvu are so established, right? I mean, those dudes are entrenched. There's no questions about their ability or their role. A young player we've all been excited about is Jordan McGee. He was really good last camp, and then he had the injury, and it kind of dogged him for the rest of his rookie season. There was a lot of excitement again for McGee, and then he didn't make the trip, right? Like, he missed a couple of practices, didn't make this trip. And it kind of – I mean, this is a cutthroat-ass business. It's kind of opened the door for Madrano to get more reps. Madrano, he's a rookie, but he could cover, man. He's got real speed. What do you think about kind of that next tier of linebackers for Washington?
Well, you hate to see that Jordan is injured and not able to – to get those practices, the practice yesterday, and also be able to play this this preseason game, because as a young player, you want to get as many reps as possible. And you mentioned him dealing with the injury a season ago. But for Kay Medrano, this is an opportunity for him to showcase himself and put himself in a mix to be maybe that third linebacker, or whether it's they view him as a hybrid linebacker safety type of role. So you go out and you take advantage of the situation that you're given. Hopefully McGee is not a long term injury, or something that he can get back on the field as quickly as possible. But
sure,
definitely want to see Medrano play.
I tell him all the time, I got my job because somebody else got hurt, and did I feel bad about it? No, yeah. That was my opportunity.
Hey. You know, you probably appreciate this. I started the very first game of my rookie season against the San Francisco 49ers. They had Jerry Rice, T.O., Steve Young, all that. They were humming, and it was because the middle linebacker got hurt, and he never got his job back. So I was a starter for the rest of my career, and I wasn't giving you reps. You barely got a rep in practice from me. let it know some game reps. But, you know, injuries happen, and that's just a part of it. But again, I hope Jordan's able to get back quickly so he can showcase his talents, because he's a physical specimen, has a lot of great attributes that you want to see on the football field.
Ask Drew Bledsoe what Tom Brady said.
Right.
When he got hurt, he ain't ever get this job back.
Hey, listen, that reminds me of a story since we're playing the Patriots. I was in Buffalo. No, I was in St. Louis. We played the Patriots in the regular season that year, maybe a couple games after Brady became the starter. And he's scrambling out of the pocket, and Brady, he didn't slide. I think a couple of us hit him. And when he gets up, I told him, man, you better get down or Bledsoe going to get that job back. but the true to Tom's competitive spirit, he gets back up and he's jawing right back at me. So I kind of appreciate that. I was like, okay, I like that. that was funny.
That's awesome. Talking with our friend London Fletcher, you can hear him call Commanders Patriots tomorrow night with Bram Weinstein. Going to be fun to get back to it. Just the football is back. Fletch, I haven't got to ask you this, or at least not on air. Brian got to comment on what it meant for him as a guy that's in that ring of fame. What did it mean for you to know Santana's going up in the ring this year as a fellow ring member?
Man, it was one of them. I couldn't think of, there's a lot of great deserving guys, but in terms of the guys that I played with during my tenure in Washington, I couldn't think of another more deserving guy than Tana, just with the way he went about his business, the way he played, not just in, you know, the big games, and we know about the Cowboy Killer. I also call him the Giant Slayer, because if people take a chance to look at some of his stats against the Giants, whether it was when he's with the Jets or with us, he slayed some Giants too. But just the way Tana carries himself and the humility in which he goes about his business. And I've been around a lot of number one receivers, and, you know, they're pissed because they're not getting enough balls, or the quarterback and all the situations that he dealt with that are out of his control. But the way he came out in practice, didn't miss practices, and Tana be out there, he might have, you know, all kind of wraps on his legs and things like that because he may have been dealing with some little injuries, hamstrings or whatever, but he didn't miss practice. He was a great teammate. He's a great ambassador for the team and also for the city. He's entrenched in the community, all the different things that he does with his foundation, 89 Ways. I mean, I've been wondering what was taking so long, and I know, you know, this new ownership, they've been getting some things done that should have been done a long time ago, but man, it was a thrill, and I was so happy for Tanner. I couldn't wait until he found out because I knew maybe about a week prior to him actually finding out. I was thrilled for him.
Yeah, dude, Fletch, you're not wrong either. So I just pulled up Tanner's career splits, And the team he had the most yards against was the Dallas Cowboys, almost 1,300 yards against the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. But against mm-hmm. the Giants, almost 1,100 yards, damn. Dude. And right.
And a lot of touchdowns.
1,100 yards and 11 touchdowns in his career right. against the Giants. Yeah, damn, yeah. good call That's right good there, stuff. Man. and I also pulled up some Fletch numbers, which are just bananas, by the way. Yeah. I love looking at this stuff. Do you know what your career tackle count is?
I do, only because it's been such a, you know, I'm always getting these different posts that are put out, but
sure.
it's 2039, unofficial.
Yeah, man. How about
unofficial, huh?
Do you know your career?
It's more, officially, there are more.
Yeah, I bet. Do you know your career tackles for loss?
Is it 109?
Yeah, dude. Damn, you're good at this. All right, last one. Do you know your career sack total?
I do, because I'm pissed about this. 39.
Why are you 39. Pissed? It's not 40?
Because it's not 40. I mean, it's just not the same.
Sound like that 4,999, right?
Rogue. I almost went rogue the last game we played against the Giants, the last game of my career. And I was like, man, I should just blitz and get me a sack.
That's funny.
But I just couldn't do it. But, you know, it's yes, I'm upset I didn't get that 40th sack.
Hey, Fletch, we know that you partnered with AAA and they partnered with the Commanders. Can you tell us a little bit about that partnership?
Yeah. So AAA, they've partnered with the Commanders to develop a great new product. It's called the AAA Commanders MVP membership. And so now, in addition to that trusted value and that peace of mind you get from having a AAA membership, Commanders fans who join will now have access to a lot of great team perks. And, you know, just thinking about the peace of mind, I've had two recent situations with my kids, and they both had, like, flat tires. My son, about a month ago, he had caught a flat tire on the freeway. You know how scary that can be. And
yeah.
I gave him the AAA number. He called him. They took great care of him. So, you know, it's if you don't have a AAA membership, you should, and you absolutely should, join the AAA Commanders MVP membership because of all the great team perks that you'll get with that.
That's great, man. All right, last one, but I'm asking Bemis this one.
Oh, hold on. See, JP, I teed you up. You supposed to ask me what are the great team perks?
See, I'm
just, right over his head, man. Learning. Right over his head.
I'm learning. What are the great perks, London?
I'm glad you asked, JP. you're gonna get a digital Commanders branded AAA membership card. You get 15% off purchases on the official Commanders online team shop. You get entries into regular drawings for game tickets and other VIP fan experiences, which might even involve yours truly. People, if you want to become a VIP member, a AAA Commanders MVP member, you can go to AAA.com/Commanders. That's AAA.com/Commanders. If you're a current AAA member, you can upgrade to the MVP membership for free by visiting that AAA.com/Commanders. And new members who join can join directly through that site.
Well, right. Fletch, how about this? Do you know that the Bemich and Finley AAA poll of the day is brought to you by the AAA Commanders MVP membership?
Yeah.
I love it.
I didn't know we were working Radio Row today. I wasn't like locked in for all my sponsorships. All right, last one.
We were working Fletcher Row.
Yeah, exactly. I'm asking B this. Career interceptions for Fletch.
Oh, wow.
I'm guessing you know it, London.
I don't know. I'm going to go about 12.
Of course I know that. B, come on. Let's take a guess,
think,
man.
The GOAT. The GOAT. The one and true GOAT. Whose sneakers are you going to wear today on the golf course?
Oh, 23 of them?
23, dude.
Damn. Yeah. Damn, Fletch. Yeah. I didn't know you had hands like that, dog.
23 career interceptions and two pick sixes.
Well, I knew he had one of them because he told me about one of them.
Hey, listen, I'm always teasing Fred Smoot about having more interceptions than him. And I was faster than him. So
that's
I was faster than you, Smoot, and I got more interceptions than you.
Oh, that's that. We might have to work that in.
I can't wait till y'all get together. That's the first thing I'm gonna talk to him about, Fletch. You know he'll talk the next 2 hours.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
London, thank you for the time.
Appreciate you,
maybe
brother.
We'll see you this evening.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys.
Okay. The great London Fletcher. Thank you for the time,
all right, bro.
London.
Take care,
appreciate
man.
You. That was a fun one, man. I cannot. When we get on the road and we get the evening before the game, and maybe you don't have to wake up that early, that's the good stuff, man. Thank you to London Fletcher for joining us right there. Got a pretty simple question. I want to get into the B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. When you hear OAR, it means it's time to go to Howard County's own, our boy, Mr. Barstool Nate. What up, Nate, dog? How you doing?
Howard County's own. Let's go. I'm good. How are you?
I had an old lady give me the finger this morning.
Well, you probably deserved it.
I didn't. I was getting out of the way of a fire truck.
Yep, I think so. Try to cut the old lady out. No,
cut the old lady
out. Hold on. The old lady was in the back seat, though,
yeah,
Nate.
She wasn't even driving
or in the passenger seat.
Well, just JP could never be wrong. Just the old, I'm sure the 90-year-old lady was wrong, not JP.
How are you, buddy? Are you you kind of getting into football zone, football brain?
Yeah, finally, man. July stinks. Let's get rid of July. Let's all go into comas during July and come back for August. I'm ready for football. The chill in the air, the excitement of the fall season starting, pumpkin spice everywhere, Jaden Daniels throwing for 4,000 yards. I'm very, very fired up.
Yo, it kind of has helped feel more footballish with this little cold front on the Eastern Seaboard. Maybe cold front's not right, but like it hasn't been crazy hot for the last 5 days or so after it was crazy hot for seemingly a month.
Yeah, and now we just get, the big news is that the Bengals are actually going to play some starters during preseason game one, which I guess is exciting enough. I mean, I'll take any football news and call it exciting. So, yeah, I'm just ready. I'm just ready for it to go and stay healthy. I'm just ready for football to start and for everybody to stay healthy.
Dude, I just looked this up, B. The practice tomorrow,
weather in Massachusetts, high of 78, low of 59. That's great weather, man.
Wait. Low of 59.
And then Friday.
Well, I got to go change the stuff I packed in my bag.
Friday is high of 82, low of 59. But that low is probably at 2 in the morning or whatever. I bet Wednesday morning practice, I bet it's like a perfect 70 degrees, man. I'm here for that. Nate Dogg, we're going to get to a Terry McLaurin conversation, but I want to start with what's happening on the field. I know you will be locked into all the reports coming out of Foxborough tomorrow. What are you kind of most excited for? To like, what young players or what players do you want to see and hear have a really strong performance at Foxborough?
Well, given the situation, I think we need Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane to continue to impress. I think we've seen way more hype for Jalen Lane than we have for Luke McCaffrey. Not to say that Luke hasn't. We've seen plenty of people saying that Luke's looked good. Jalen Lane seems like he might be the superstar in the making, or at least someone dependable in the making, which is, you know, what we kind of need right now, a guy who can go out there rookie season, maybe catch 50 to 60 balls. I'm not putting that pressure on Jalen Lane. I'm not trying to say everybody should expect that from him, but every clip I see on Twitter and every quote I see about him kind of says that he's a dude. And I know it's August 5th and every single preseason, there's always a dude. And then that guy ends up, you know, not becoming the guy, but I like the cut of Jalen Lane's jib so far. I think that he has impressed everybody. And with the Terry situation up in the air, we need a wide receiver to step up. And I don't think it's going to be KJ Osborne. So I'm hoping it's Jalen Lane.
What about on the defensive side of the ball? We're not sure if we see Steph Diggs. I kind of think we will. I'm excited to see some of these young corners maybe get some reps against an accomplished player like Diggs. Is there anything you're kind of focused on?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not gone under the radar in a bad way, but, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, a lot depends on his health and how good he is. You don't give up a ton of assets for a guy who you think is the number one corner to have him come in and kind of lay an egg. And last year, I don't think we ever saw him at 100%. I think maybe the best we saw him was at 70 to 75%. Marshawn Lattimore, a lot depends on his health and how good he can stop opposing teams' number one wide receivers. And I would like to see him at full speed against someone like Diggs, or just, you know, against any allotment of wide receivers in pads, full speed, not knowing the plays. You know, Drake May, I think, is actually a pretty good quarterback to test him. So I think, Lattimore is a veteran. He's a guy who, you know, he has Mikey around him. He has Trey Endless around him. There are other guys, but I need him to be the guy. I need him to be our best corner. I need him to shut down wide receivers. We can't have, you know, 70% Marshawn Lattimore again. We need 100% Marshawn.
Yeah, I mean, he's looked it. I mean, he looked much better this year, moving a lot quicker, doing a lot of coverage. Yeah. But for me, I believe that the secondary has taken a major jump. If you think about it, Jay, I think, two of the defensive backs, cornerbacks that are here now were here last year in training camp. The rest of the guys weren't.
Who's Noah I
and Mikey are only two.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Nate Dogg, think about
it. They overhauled that big time.
Well, they had to. Last year, week one, your top three corners were Forbes, Mike Davis, and Benjamin St. Juice. I think you're right about Lattimore. I think, having watched him plenty over the last couple of weeks, and
can you say those three again just for the people at home? So when people say, "Oh, this team might take a step back," there's no chance the secondary could possibly take a step back unless a meteor hits their film room. That is the worst three I have ever heard. Can you list those three again?
Yeah, it was Mike Davis, Emmanuel Forbes, and Benjamin St. Juice.
Holy moly, the fact that we made the NFC Championship game, never mind didn't have the number one pick in the entire draft with that secondary, is crazy. What a bad room that was. Go on, I'm sorry.
Well, you got me thinking, I think Mike Davis is unsigned right now. See if you can double check that for me, White Brian. And Benjamin St. Juice, where did he land? I know he got signed. Yeah, he signed with the Chargers.
He's in the Chargers.
Forbes is on the Rams, I think. Yeah. Listen, man, I don't need to knock those guys. They're all nice guys. It wasn't good enough to be your top three last year. We saw that.
They did it for you, Jay. You're not knocking them.
Right.
Yeah, I got you, JP.
Lattimore, though, I have made a point on multiple occasions to just watch him run. And, you know, coverage, and does he maybe get too physical at times? Like, we'll see how that all goes. But just watching him run, he looks all the way back. And he looks like he's running full and doing fine. And I think
he's getting in and out of breaks like hell, bro.
Yeah, man. If he's ready to go, we had Fred Smoot join the program yesterday. If you missed that interview, check it out on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. But Smoot said something that was really interesting, and our video team did a good job of making a video out of it. Smoot said it's time for the fan base to chill on the Lattimore hate and start to expect a full, healthy season from this dude and recognize how different that can be. Does that sound right to you?
100%. I think last year he battled and gave it his all, and a lot of people were upset with his performance on the field. And I think I came on this show a couple times. I was like, we just need to hit the brakes. A 70% Lattimore is the best option we have out there. And I think it was clear that he was not 100%. And for some reason, he was forced to go single coverage against number ones. And it didn't necessarily turn out great for him. But the alternative was, you know, trotting me out there. And I said, Coach, Lattimore is better. And Coach said, all right. So I think a full offseason of getting healthy, everybody, you know, Bemis just said he looks great running. You know, let's blank page, you know, blank slate, start over with him. We gave up a lot of assets for him. You know, I think a cool thing is Adam Peters went out and made moves for, like, these veterans. Everybody's complaining about the age of this team. But Laremy Tunsil, like, what are you complaining about? We finally have, like, this stud left tackle that we've needed forever. We have a stud corner that we've needed forever. Bobby Wagner's back. Frankie Louvu's back. Von Miller, you know, in spots, you know, he can make a play, get a sack. I love the veteran presence across the board on this team. I don't care about the average age because these guys are proven winning all pro just studs that we've needed for so long.
I got a question for Coach B. Mitch.
Yep.
Nate's on your roster. You got to play everybody. Where's Nate playing for you?
Guard and tackle.
He's got to play.
He's going to guard the wide and tackle anybody get close to it.
Maybe wide out?
Nate, I'm going to see. Yeah, he's going to play slot. Little short, correct. Shifty guy.
That's correct. I have great hands. I've phenomenal hands for catching a football.
We're playing with Nerf balls that day.
You got to protect that foot, no though, Nate Dogg. You can't step on it wrong.
I know. I have bad ankle, bad foot, no speed, not a lot of athleticism. I'm a little fat, but I can catch a football. If I go out there and make one play, it would be like a 5-yard like button hook, and I would catch the ball and get destroyed in the process, but I would catch it.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow Nate at Barstool Nate. Check out all his work at barstoolsports.com. Nate, I'm going to ask you about two players. Going into this season, how excited are you for another year of watching Jaden Daniels play football?
Yeah, it's a blessing, right? Like, what we saw last year was so one of a kind for a rookie quarterback, and now we just got to see him in year two, and hopefully Terry's back. Terry made his life a lot easier with the contested catches. And just, you know, the way he can twist his body to get a read on the football and come down with it in bounds is second to none. But, you know, I know we have to talk about Terry, but Terry aside, it's just Jaden, we know, is so special. And I think I kind of compared it last year to, you know, at the top of the hype. Is this how Patriots fans felt for 15 years watching Tom Brady? Like, you just know every single week you're going to see something special out of the guy. And that's how it felt. And I don't think that's I know it's early. We've seen 1 year, not five, not 10, but it just felt so different than every quarterback we've ever watched and kind of every player we've ever watched. Like the aura that he has, we knew if he got the ball back at the end of the fourth quarter, he was going to go down the field and give us a chance to win, and we won those games more often than not. Jaden is just different. He's special, and we're just, I mean, I'll say it till I'm dead. We're just lucky that he's on our team and that the Bears didn't even think to call him in for an interview. They said, no, we want Caleb, a guy who can't hit a net from 5 yards away. That's our guy. And Jaden just sat there, and we plucked him out of the draft, and now he is the savior of this franchise. We could not be luckier.
I think the thing about him is, like, in his second year, like, we ask the question all the time, who's impressing you at camp? And people are saying him. You know, yeah. As good as he played last year, he's still the guy impressing you. Even the coaches feel that way.
Yeah, and that's just with his arm, right? Like, we know that when it's 3rd and 9 and he doesn't have, a guy open, we're just going to watch him run for another 1,000 yards. And we don't even talk about that because his arm talent is so good and just his accuracy is second to none. And then he just does this stuff with his legs, and we're like, oh, yeah, he can do that too. He's just he is – if you had to start a team right now, I mean, it's Josh Allen, it's Burrow, and it's Daniels. It's just – and Lamar, I guess. But it's just crazy how good Jaden is. It's just it truly, when you just stop – watch the highlights on YouTube like I do every other day and think about it, it's like, holy, how did we get this guy? How lucky are we?
I might hesitate in leaving Mahomes off that list.
Oh, I forgot about Mahomes. Yeah, man, he's old, but no, I agree.
talking with our friend
crazy as hell.
Yeah, correct. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the best HVAC products in the DMV. Give Nate Dogg a follow at Barstool Nate. Let's talk a little Terry. You've been pretty outspoken about where this thing is landing. We had David Aldridge on yesterday from The Athletic. If you missed any of that interview, it's available on the Odyssey app or the iHeart app, wherever you get us. Wherever you get content, we're there, man. DA basically said, you know, now is roughly the time you got to get Terry in because ideally he plays against the Bengals or you at least get him full work in that Ravens joint practice, which is about, I don't know, 14 days away, something like that, maybe 15. Do you feel like there's some momentum building with the Terry situation?
Let me say this. Buddy Baker, it's on site. This guy, Buddy Baker, that's his real name of Terry's agent. For those who weren't sure who Buddy Baker is, that is a real name, not a made-for-TV movie fake agent name. That is his real name. And Buddy Baker's client list of NFL players are a bunch of people that he can't even get a tryout. He can't even get onto a practice squad.
Can I briefly interject?
No.
Yes. So I know Buddy. I mean, one of his clients was here last year and played great in Jeremy Chinn. Chinn got good money to go to the Raiders. I understand folks are frustrated with the agent here. Buddy is a real NFL agent. Now, I think focusing on AAV instead of guarantees is a mistake, but, like, we don't need to drag the guy too much.
Buddy Baker is a quack of an agent. He thought that he could, you know, walk into Adam Peters' office and big time him, and Adam Peters laughed him out of the building and said, "Come back when you're serious, you fake agent." And now Terry's sitting on the sidelines instead of playing because Buddy Baker thought this was going to be his big break in the industry and people would finally take him seriously, and nobody takes him seriously. Terry is getting bad advice from his fake agent, and I can't stand to sit here and watch it go on any longer. Terry needs a real agent who understands the NFL game and NFL front offices, and he does not have that right now. If Terry's agent was anybody else, he would be on the field right now, but he has this sham of an agent who is just trying to destroy his career because Buddy Baker cares about Buddy Baker more than he cares about Terry McLaurin. That being said, I do think that the tides are turning a little bit because Buddy Baker will have to tuck his tail and say, "Hey, I actually didn't know what I was doing. My apologies, Adam Peters." And I think a deal will get done. I think it'll be somewhere in the realm of 3 years, 100 mil with like 60 mil guaranteed. And I think, I mean, I would say with 90% certainty, Terry, number 17, will play week 1 for our Washington Commanders. It just shouldn't have gotten to this point to begin with. I think it's embarrassing for Buddy Baker. And I trust Adam Peters is going to get the deal done, though.
I think you're doing what you do, and I appreciate what you do. I don't think you're correct.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, you're going extremely hard about something kind of as a joke. Like, Buddy's a real agent. I also think, dude, there is some legitimacy that the Commanders probably came in a little below what people expected for the first conversation here. And you do like to think everything moves forward now, right? Between AP and Buddy. And that's clearly where the lack of communication is. Brandon Sostin is the one that actually negotiates the deal, so I'm sure he has an opinion too. There's a lot of NFL agents. I don't think he's strictly the problem. I do think you need to change the focus to guaranteed money, not AAV. AAV can be completely misguided.
Hopefully Buddy Baker is reading Twitter and he's taking notes, because that's probably the extent of his education in this field, is reading Twitter, because he's a fake agent. But yeah, I do think they get it done with more guaranteed money. I agree with you.
When do you want Terry back besides like yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as possible would be great. When the entire team is on the field taking first team reps and Terry's not, I mean, I guess it helps elevate other guys. You know, it's great that Jalen is getting more reps, Luke McCaffrey's getting more reps, stuff like that. But you want your number one wide receiver, who's about to get paid $100 million, on the field with your second-year quarterback, who, I mean, Jaden is as good as it gets, but he's still just a second-year quarterback, and there's still a full season of tape on him that defensive coordinators have been watching nonstop. How do we stop this guy? So, yesterday would be a great day for Terry to get on the field, but yeah, I don't think he goes out week one and has one catch for 7 yards because of this. He looks as in shape as he's ever looked. I'm not worried about that, but it's the NFL. Reps matter. You know, practice matters. It's very, very important that the sooner he is out there, the better for everybody.
Buddy also represents Reed Blankenship from the Eagles. I don't think we need to. It is kind of interesting, though. So of the three major holdouts, B, you got Hendrickson, McLaurin, and Micah.
Mm-hmm.
McLaurin is probably the most high-profile agent of Exclusive Sports Group. Hendrickson is the most high-profile agent of, I believe they're the National Sports Agency. A guy, Harold Lewis, runs that.
That used to be my guy.
Really?
Harold Lewis used to be my agent.
Wow. So he's running Hendrickson's thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting, huh?
Yeah.
And then
that was the guy, that story I told you the other day?
Yeah.
Harold was agent.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But Micah Parsons is with David Mulligetta, who's one of the most powerful people in football. I don't think, like, holdouts happen regardless of agencies and representatives. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to point out.
I can't wait for the Christmas card with you and Buddy Baker smiling together on vacation.
That's not the case. Dude, I think they are misplaying it. I've been pretty damn clear about this. I don't think the focus should be on AAV. It should be on guarantees.
But, okay, how do you know that, but not Mr. Sports Agent Buddy Baker? Why is Buddy Baker? Buddy Baker walked into Adam Peters' office and said, "We want $40 million a year." Adam Peters looked at him and said, "Get out of my office and come back when you're serious." And Buddy Baker thought that he was just going to, like, big time the Washington Commanders franchise organization front office, and he's not, because nobody respects him. Come back with a real offer when you're serious, Buddy Baker, and that's what he has to do now. He's an absolute clown of an agent.
Thank you, Nate Dogg. We got a break.
Looking forward to the Christmas card.
You don't get one this year.
You won't be getting one this year. I know who you're not getting one from.
My beautiful daughter's smiling. You don't get one, Nate. Goodbye.
See ya.
All right. That's our sort of friend, Barstool Nate. When we come back, what is the latest on the Terry McLaurin contract situation? We got it for you. Nobody go anywhere. The Fan. Diana Rossini got my attention this morning talking about the Terry McLaurin situation on her podcast, and kind enough to make a couple minutes for us to talk through the situation. Diana, what's up? How are you?
What's up, guys? I told your producer that I want to be introduced now. I don't want to be insider. I don't want to be Scoop City podcast host. I just want to be MILF. Just straight up MILF. That's what I'm going for.
What the hell?
That is such a...
I'm just trying. I am trying out here. It is hard in the streets, guys, to keep up. But
if you start calling yourself MILF, you are going to get a lot of follows.
I'm so not a MILF, but like, look, I used to be like, I never want to be this. I'm leaning into it now. I'm like, all right, let's just do it. Forget it.
I will let Jeff introduce you as that next time you call in. No problem.
Could you imagine if, like, you didn't know the show or you didn't know the relationship I have with you guys and you're just, like, tuning in the car, just sitting in traffic, and you're like, God, these guys are being a little aggressive with this lady. You know?
You imagine,
little,
like,
do they know?
Dude, imagine Jackie Bradford from Channel 4 was like, oh, Diana's going to be on JP's show. I'll turn it on. And she turns it on, and that's the first thing she hears.
Like, what is going on with these people? It's all me. I'm the problem. It's not you guys. So, anyways,
no
we
problem.
Got so much going on. It's only... I was just having this conversation with someone this morning. It's only August 5th, and it just I feel like we're in mid-season already in terms of just coverage and demands and stories, and obviously the hold-ins are the story, and in Washington, it's all about Kerry and where they're at, and you know, the question everyone wants to know is, where is it at? Is this getting done? And I continue to say the same thing that I'm sure you guys are saying as well, and other reporters talking to you about it, is, which is, everyone feels good this is going to get done. It's just really when and how close are they to striking a deal.
Mm-hmm. That's totally it. You know, I think the NFL overall don't care about all the added following and hoopla. The Commanders may not like it. You know, Terry may not like it, but the NFL loves it. I just think the deal, it makes sense for them to work out a deal. It doesn't make any sense for them not to work out a deal.
This is like, who has the stomach for it too? You know, I'm following with the Trey Hendrickson story, and I'm in touch with him talking about what he's doing, and you know, I can just tell through his voice it's hard to do this. These guys want to be on the field. Look at Terry, you guys are there every day with him, you see him, like, he's a class act, he's a professional, he loves his team, he's all Washington all the time. Yes, he asked for a trade, but do we all really think Terry McLaurin wants to play somewhere else? No, of course he doesn't. And we know Washington wants him there just based on everything that he provides this offense, knowing that he's the number one weapon, and knowing all the other great stuff that fits into the culture of what Dan Quinn wants. And he is the poster child for what a commander should be. I think we could all agree. It's just, who's going to give here? Who's going to be willing to say, all right, Terry, you're not going to get the 32, 33, 34 top dollar right now, because the reality is you are 30 years old. But at the same time, Washington, you've got a quarterback on a very cheap deal. You're all in. You've got the vets signed up. They're ready to win. You went all the way to the NFC Championship game last year. You can do this year. Champagne problems. This is a good problem to have, and you got the money. Maybe you're willing to overpay a bit. So I think we're at that point where it's starting to feel like we're getting closer. I just can't report right now at this moment. Like, guys, any second. I don't think it's that close.
So one thing that I think is interesting from a time perspective, and I don't just want to bug you on Terry. I want to talk Micah and Hendrickson and everything going on. But you're starting to get to the point in time where – it's starting to matter. Like, these joint practices tomorrow against a Mike Vrabel coach team matter. Like, that's some good work. Then this Monday nighter, the preseason game too, you know, the Bengals are going to put Joe Burrow out there. My guess is that means Higgins and Chase, assuming they're healthy. Like, there's going to be some real work. Does that turn the timetable up at all for Washington? Like, okay, we actually need to see what our starting offense looks like, and it's way better with 17 out there.
Well, the general manager of the Washington Commanders has ties to San Francisco. And what did we see last year?
Yeah.
What did we see with them, right? How many injuries and issues? And those players that held out were very vocal halfway through the season when they were all struggling of like, yeah, dealing with those negotiations during training camp hurt me. It's actually hard to find a player now who is like, yeah, that was great for us. It's not, it's never good. And just getting those game reps, especially at a time where these preseason games don't matter, but the joint practices are so valuable. I really feel like that shifted over the last few seasons where it's become all about these joint practices. And so they're going to really see what the offense looks like tomorrow. So you got to figure McLaurin's camp is probably drooling over what this is going to look like against a very good, or at least improved, defense in New England, which I'll see you up there, JP. I'm headed up there right now as we speak.
Awesome. We're both going. We're flying up tonight.
Right, it'll be great. So we'll be able to see with our own eyes tomorrow, okay, this is what it looks like against the competition now, against a defense that they're not familiar with, that they don't know, they haven't prepped against, or maybe they prepped against, but they haven't practiced against. And then maybe this is where you go, okay, all right, we get it. You know, and look, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, and I'll even say all the way up to Josh Harris, who is weighing in on this and watching this and observing and making sure that this thing stays on the tracks. They know what Terry means. Like, that's not, I don't think this is this idea, because sometimes we see this too, where it's like, man, do these guys get it? Like, I kind of feel this way in Cincinnati. Like, do you know what your defense looks like without Trey Hendrickson? Like, do we have to really run the tape back here? Washington knows the value of Terry. They really do. But I don't think it hurts Terry's camp and his side to the story if the next few days against New England, it doesn't look great.
Yeah, you're right about that. I just think this is a time where nobody ever says it, where front offices and coaches probably don't see eye to eye. Because the front office doesn't have to care about the chemistry. The coach has to care about the chemistry of the football team. And as you spoke about San Francisco last year, it screwed their chemistry up. Last thing you want happening here is your chemistry of your team to be screwed up based off of what they had last year.
Kyle Shanahan was running up the staircase to get the deal done to, like, basically barge through John Lynch's office for Brandon Ayuk when things were going sour. Like, they had their own set of drama. And that's just speaking to the difference between what the coach wants and what the GM wants, right? And it's not saying that they're on completely separate pages. It's just like anything else in life. Like, when you have to be the one to deal with it every single day like the head coach does, it definitely feels a lot heavier. And, you know, I love whenever these situations come up, just getting the opinions of others, because GMs and head coaches tend to be a little bit more rational when it's not their own team and own player. So, you know, I've spoken to a lot of people who are like, you know, Terry wants to be rewarded for what Terry's done, and that's just not football. That's just not the NFL. You know, we all want to be rewarded for what we've done, but in this league, it's about what you can do. And I think that's part of the Adam Peters philosophy of, like, yes, thank you. You're incredible for what you've done. We appreciate you, because this team was you before we got Jaden. And you carried us through some rough times, but you're 30, right? You're going to be 30 in a month. So it's unfortunate, but I don't know. I have a good feeling that they're going to be able to find a way.
I think you both have said it. It just makes too much sense for both sides. And where are you going to go? Like, if this kind of impasse was happening in March with the draft coming, maybe a trade could actually make some sense where you get some picks and you start to backfill. But at this point in early August, with the season on the horizon, a trade doesn't make sense. Like, who helps you win now? And it certainly isn't a draft pick next year. Talking with our friend Diana Rossini here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Diana at DM Rossini, two S's in Rossini. Let's go elsewhere around the league, because I think you land in the same space B and I do, where I think something's going to get done with Terry. Terry's wearing burgundy and gold. The situation in Dallas doesn't seem nearly as friendly, I would say. Like, what are the chances Parsons actually isn't a Cowboy in a month?
Well, that's just interesting, because, you know, when we first started talking about Terry, I'm like, yeah, this just feels good. And maybe that's just because I've been working on the Micah story, where it is not good at all. Like, at least you see Buddy Baker down there talking, you know, with people with Washington. They've had multiple conversations. I don't know how great they go, but at least they're talking. In Dallas, they're not even talking to the agent. There's just this understanding that when Micah Parsons met with Jerry Jones over a day and a half span, that the conversation that they had was about the contract. And Micah, his version of it is, no, that wasn't. We were just talking. Jerry Jones' version of it is, that was a deal. That's what we do here in Dallas. I talk to the star players, we talk about, and we negotiate. And that was a negotiation. And that is where the rub is, because there was obviously a miscommunication here. And, you know, you look back at Dak Prescott, for example, when he was going through his contract situation last year, and, you know, that thing went all the way up to kickoff. But if you recall, I think it was out there, and if it's not, I can share that when Jerry approached Dak Prescott about a contract, Dak said, look, I'll talk to you about leadership and the things that you want me to provide this team, but I'm not talking numbers. You can call Todd France my agent, right? And so there was never a negotiation with Dak because he immediately made it clear, I'm not doing this. Micah dipped his toe in. Micah played the game and got caught. And, we could discuss if it was fair, unfair, but all of it. But
think about this. The NFL doesn't want to talk to a player unless the player has an agent, per se.
The PA, the rules
dictate
that. How
in the hell can Jerry claim he talked to a player directly and negotiated a deal? That's illegal. And if they had a deal, it would be signed. You would have a written up deal. Word of mouth, just a talking does not solve a deal. This is where the NFL, where they get screwed at. You got Jerry Jones, one of the biggest owners out there. He's doing what he's not supposed to be doing. So as a former, union rep, that's totally illegal to do.
Well, my friend, wouldn't it be great right now if the union was, I don't know, together right now as a unit that was strong?
Yeah, they need me out there because I'll go straight hit face to face with Jerry and curse his ass off for trying to think you're gonna just adjust the system.
No, I think it's important that this is discussed and looked into because it isn't right. And we're hearing a lot of stories now of how many players were in this position with Jerry and he negotiated with them. And it is not the way to do business. And Micah is now caught. So I was told there will be no deal until Jerry Jones negotiates with David Mugalletta. Like, until those two talk and discuss numbers, which from my understanding, Jerry is not willing to move off the number that he gave Micah. Like, what they talked about that day is what that's what he's sticking with. And he's not moving right now,
that,
right?
But just
I do think there's a mindset, though. Money fixes all, and I'm sure at some point here, Jerry's going to go, all right, I'll just dump a boatload and let's just wrap this thing up.
Right. Talking with our friend Diana Rossini, senior NFL insider for The Athletic. Check out her podcast, Scoop City. You can listen to it. You can watch it on YouTube. You can follow Diana at DM Rossini, two S's in Rossini. I'm not going to introduce you with that other thing you mentioned, at least not yet. We're gonna have to hash that out.
We gotta work on something.
We gotta use Jeff's voice for that.
Yeah, we'll let Jeff will track that.
That's a great idea. That's how let's get a sponsor too by some like nanny group or some gym or something, right? Like we can find something. Let's get on it.
The last holdout or hold in rather is Hendrickson. By far, kind of to me anyway, maybe that's because I'm here in this market in D.C., but the Parsons thing gets the most attention because it's Micah and it's Jerry and it seems so ugly. Then I think Terry because it's skill position. Then Hendrickson. Is there any movement there? I mean, that's a player the Bengals need.
Yeah, no, there's no movement as of today, I can tell you that. Obviously that was a deal that appeared to be getting done. Because Trey Hendrickson and his family, they live right across from where they train, from where the team works out.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like getting ready to go for camp the next day for when veterans report because his agent's telling him, yeah, we're doing this. Like, we're in good shape. And they get two offers in a 24-hour period. Damn. And the conversations they had over the phone and discussions of what this deal would look like did not look like that on paper. So now you're a few hours away from when you have to report, and it's not at all what you were expecting, which is a 2-year guaranteed deal. He's looking for 2 years. So he's obviously upset, disappointed. He gets in his car, goes to the airport, heads down to Jacksonville to be with his family, and they're holding out. And then he decided to hold in, realizing, like, they got to probably put the pressure on here to say, like, this isn't how we're going to do this. Like, this is not right. Because, as we know, they've taken care of their star players on the opposite side of the ball, and they got the guarantees they wanted, and that's what Trey's looking for. So, look, I don't know how that one works itself out, just because there's been no movement. Like, I mean, zero since the day before the veterans were supposed to report. So again, I think the overarching theme that you already hit on, JP, was it's been a little quiet from a football space the last 2 weeks because everyone's just getting into camp. Let's see when this thing starts picking up.
So now they kind of gave him a deal, and then when they wrote the deal up, they left stuff out. Kind of sound like LeVar Arrington and Dan Snyder, right?
It does, actually.
No, that's not what we just. There's all these miscommunications.
Yeah, you got to read that contract before you sign it.
You got to read that contract. There's a lot of lying, right? And even us covering this stuff as reporters, like these stories are sometimes hard because you're like, all right, this person is telling me this. This person is telling me, like, even the Parsons story. I'm sure you guys saw, like, I put it out the day he requested a trade. 3 hours earlier, I put out that Micah could be asking for a trade, and everyone went crazy because Cowboy players don't do that. And that was a hard story because I got two versions, right? You got the Dallas version, you got the Micah version, and it's like, who's lying here? Because I'm not hearing the story is very different. So I think a lot of miscommunications happen this time of year, and as we get closer and closer, I think people start freaking out, and we'll see a lot of these players get their money.
Last thing for me, and maybe this is obvious, sure seems like the Terry situation is in the best place of the three hold-ins of Hendrickson, Parsons, and McLaurin. It seems like the Terry, at least everybody's like civil and polite with one another.
They really are, but that's also Terry, right? I don't know many players that are calling their coach to say, hey, I'm going to be requesting a trade, like everything he does.
Right.
And even his agent works that way. I know you've been around him, and I'm sure you guys have heard him in the media. He has a certain style, but I will say everything has come across to me very professional. And they're trying to keep it mature. Yes. And again, this plays into why Terry's great, but unfortunately sometimes in these cases, it's not maturity doesn't always win, right? It's just really who's going to be able to get this done. And look, I think the biggest mistakes organizations make and even agents make is who's going to win the deal? Who's going to win the deal?
Right.
You know, and that's where this stuff gets gross because it's not about that. Who cares? I was actually just talking to a GM the other day. He doesn't even care. He's like, I like when I don't win it because to me, there's an advantage to that. Someone's winning that is somehow going to come back to us and help. You know, it depends on how you see it all, but I don't necessarily think Adam Peters is going up there like, this is my first big situation that I gotta nail. I just think they're trying to approach this as business savvy as possible, knowing that Terry is going to be 30. Yeah.
Thank you for the time. We'll see you all tomorrow in New England.
I know. I can't wait. I'm so pumped. I'm driving all this way just to see you, JP.
You're just going to see Kerwin. I know the truth. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, can't wait. Bye, right. Guys.
All thank right, you. Take care. The great Diana Rossini. Give her a follow at DM Rossini. Maybe we'll hear from her tomorrow. We might have to replay the introduction of that interview no matter what. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.